Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The coronavirus numbers in the tri-state continue to soar. They are staggering. In New York State, there have been more than 37,000 confirmed cases with 469 deaths, nearly 22,000 of those cases, and 365 deaths are here in New York City. In New Jersey, there are nearly 6,900 positive cases and 81 deaths. Connecticut has just over 1,000 cases and 21 deaths. The predictions of what happens from here are dire. Hospitals are already stretched to capacity. Refrigerator trucks are being used as makeshift morgues. Coronavirus cases are doubling every 72 hours. And Governor Cuomo says there is no good prognosis.
Almost any scenario that is realistic will overwhelm the capacity of the current healthcare system.
The governor says the biggest need continues to be ventilators. Tens of thousands are needed. In some cases, doctors are experimenting with putting two patients on one ventilator machine. The NYPD says one of its own has died because of COVID-19, and the city's counter-terror chief is now in the hospital. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with that. Marla?
Steve, Deputy Commissioner John Miller is under observation for coronavirus at Lenox Hill Hospital. He is said to be doing well. The virus has also sidelined the chief of the Transit Bureau, Edward Delatorre, and Deputy Commissioner for Employee Relations, Robert Ganley. And yesterday, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea announced the passing of 62-year-old Dennis Dixon, a custodian at police headquarters.
When Hurricane Sandy struck, he worked 17 days straight. And since the coronavirus has struck New York City, he's been keeping the NYPD safe. So our offices can keep you safe.
Coronavirus is thinning the ranks of New York City's finest. As of Wednesday, 236 members have tested positive for COVID-19, and 3,200 of the rank and file have called out sick. That's about 9% of the force. But the good thing is, with everybody sheltering at home, major crimes are down. Steve?
In Connecticut, Governor Lamont is taking new measures to try to slow down the spread of the virus. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live with that. Sean?
Yeah, smaller crowds allowed. And this, as coronavirus ramps up, a shift here in Connecticut. The state actually is going to decrease testing, reserving it for the severely ill, healthcare workers, and first responders. Governor Lamont says if you have symptoms,
go home, self-quarantine, and 99% get better, and those few that don't, call your doctor and we'll have you tested.
Other action, the governor says you must now limit your gatherings to 5 people. He has suspended the 10-cent plastic bag tax amid fear that reusable shopping bags can be contaminated. School achievement tests have been suspended. Restaurants have to do a better job controlling takeout foot traffic. And Connecticut now is seeking a disaster declaration to grease the wheels for federal aid. Reporting live in Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
A subway fire at the 110th Street Station in Harlem has killed one person and injured 16 others. Four of those are in critical condition. The fire broke out a little after 3 this morning. It's not clear what started it. Service on the one line is suspended between Times Square and 137th Street. The two line also affected. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Still mostly cloudy, but sprinkles are now off to the south of the city. And that's it for the morning showers that have only affected a few places once again. As for the afternoon, varying amounts of clouds and sunshine, and it gets nice and mild. Enough breaks in the clouds where up into the mid-60s this afternoon. That'll feel pretty good. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low near 45 in the city, 40 elsewhere. And we should have this weather for tomorrow. That would be nice, but it's going to change. It'll be starting with sunshine this time, going over to clouds, and then rain developing mid and late afternoon into Saturday night. High 50 to 55, off and on wet weather still around on Sunday. Right now, the wind is southwest at 6, and it's 50 degrees.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.